up to God in these moments, that bridge that we just sang. Come awaken your people, Lord. Come awaken this city, God of revival. Pour it out. There's no broken body you can raise, no soul that you can save. All things are possible. The darkest night, you can light it up. Just works out all of these tiny little details. I mean, to just hear that testimony at the beginning and focusing on how great our God is, the miracles that he performs, and just the way that he reveals his character and his nature to us, and how when we focus on those things, we can remember that he will do it again. You know, maybe not in exactly the same way. I mean, he likes to surprise us, you know, and do things differently, keep us on our toes. But we can trust him no matter what situation we're in, knowing, you know, who he is and how he has delivered and provided in the past. He is the God of revival. So, Lord, I just want to pray in these moments now that you would stir within the hearts of your people. Each and every one of us who is gathered together here today, Lord, I ask that you would stir within our hearts, that you would awaken your people, that you would draw our gaze to you, Lord. Anytime we start to look away, anytime we start to look at the waves or the craziness that's around us, God, we just ask that you would draw our eyes back to you, Jesus. God, we just thank you that you do. You are so patient with us, Lord. So patient, so slow to anger and abounding in love, Lord. That you just nudge us back every time we wander. Every time we look away, you just keep pulling us back. And so, Lord, God, we thank you for that. And God, I desperately pray in these moments, Lord. We know and trust that you are the God of revival. We know you have done this, and we trust that you will do it again. And Lord, we ask for a revival even right here in our midst, Lord, within each and every one of our hearts, individually and corporately, within our entire church, Lord. We ask for a revival, Lord, and we trust that you will deliver on your word. Lord, may your kingdom come and your will be done here. We pray for your will over ours. Even whenever, Lord, look, we choose your will when ours doesn't line up. But even more than this, Father, we ask that you would align our will with yours. But until that day, we will choose yours. I pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. One, two. In this place this morning. Jesus, we just invite you into our lives this morning. Lord, we invite you to speak into our lives, to draw things to surface within our hearts, Lord, to draw us closer to you. God, reveal to us anything that is standing in our way of surrendering to you, anything that may be hindering you, Jesus, from living through us, Lord. Draw to surface any idols that we are holding above you. God, we know that it is you and you alone that we can depend on. You are our rock, Lord. Sometimes we wander. Sometimes we look to other things, even though we know that you are the only way. So, God, I just asked that you would speak to each one of us personally this morning. You are a personal God. And so, Lord, we ask you to speak to your children this morning. We just want you, Lord. Whatever is good, whatever is righteous, Lord, that is what we want. We may stray at times, but we want to choose you. So, Lord, we ask that you would help us, Lord, by your Spirit. We know that we can't even choose the right things without your Spirit empowering us, guiding us, Lord. So, Jesus, we just want you this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we can call upon your name, Jesus. We thank you that we can walk alongside you, Lord. That you hold our hands. That you never leave us, even during the times that we can't see. Jesus, we thank you that you are always here in every season, Lord. Amen.